Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hello.
And today we have another kind of fun, special episode for you. I'm actually going to be talking to Emily about a way that God has really changed her perspective and transformed kind of some of her original views. And so it's sort of an interview show. I'm sure that I won't be able to resist talking a little bit and sharing my views, but we are talking about being a stay-at-home mom. And one thing I love about motherhood is that as moms, we're all called to the same end goal, and we're all called to just live out motherhood faithfully in light of the gospel and raising our children to know and love the Lord. And, but it looks really different depending on, just especially what we'll be focusing on today is how you spend your time and where it's spent at. And so we're just really excited because I think Emily has really grown and changed in her view in this. And so we're going to be kind of, or she's going to be sharing her story about how God's worked in her heart and how he's really changed her viewpoint. So I think you'll really enjoy hearing, and hopefully many of you will be able to relate to her and just kind of, I don't know, figure out a way to further apply yourself in motherhood. So Emily, I will let you finally talk.
I'm a little nervous. This is like soul bearing today.
I know. It's weird to be on the hot seat, isn't it?
It is. It's a little nerve wracking. I don't think I've ever like told this story in detail to anybody beyond friends, like really good friends. Ooh. So.
Oh, well, perfect. Today is the day. Okay. So why don't we just like go back to the beginning?
Okay.
And tell me about what kind of shaped your original viewpoints as a stay-at-home mom. What drove your desire to be one?
Yeah. So it's really interesting because I can remember pretty much back to like early childhood, I had this really good friend whose mom was like a full-time stay-at-home mom, like homemaker. And whenever, you know, I would go over to her house, like there would be fresh baked cookies and like she'd take us to the pool, and they had this gorgeous decorated house, and I'd see her like ironing her husband's shirts, and I was just kind of like, what is this? Like, I want that life, you know? So it was just really interesting, I think, as a child, looking at that and thinking, oh, like that was, it seemed like a slower paced life. It was fun for my friend to kind of have her mom around. And I am a quality time person. I have always been, even as a young child, I was like, could have been a homebody, like could have been with my parents like 24/7 and really enjoyed that. So of course, all of those things, you know, shaped as I looked ahead into the future, which, you know, when I was a little kid, I wasn't like spending a ton of time thinking deep thoughts about the future. But I think I just knew that I did want to be a stay-at-home mom. And then, you know, later when I got into more like high school, college, and I was actually having to make decisions about, you know, what I wanted to do for a career or how I was going to spend my time long-term. Of course, there's no guarantees that you're going to get married and have a family or anything. So I felt like I just had to like pick something, you know, I didn't have this like big vision of like, you know, sitting in an office or having something I was super passionate about. Again, I think I was really just like longing for the day when I didn't have to work anymore. Again, where I could have this, fresh baked cookies, like cleaning my house, like going on play dates lifestyle. But I knew I needed a backup plan.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of women can relate to that. Yeah. I think it can be really hard. College is so tough to figure out what you're going to do because it's so much pressure for, you feel like, the rest of your life. Yeah. So, okay. So how did that play out? Like that was your kind of visions and dreams, fresh baked cookies, pool parties.
Yes.
What did that look like? Kind of what worked, what didn't?
Yeah. So I did end up getting married, obviously.
and 4 kids later.
I know, yeah. So basically, even as soon as I got married, I remember there was a day that I was sitting at Starbucks and It was actually like at the lowest point of the recession. I was not working at the time. And I just remember thinking, oh, I just can't wait until we have this season of life where I don't have to worry about this stuff anymore, like looking for a job, and I can just finally be at home, and, you know, my husband can provide, and I can be in control of my day, and, like, you know, do what makes, you know, what I feel like I want to do, kind of like this, yes, stay at home mom life feeling. And I didn't even have kids yet. And so that was really interesting. But when I finally did have my first child, you know, in some senses, it did kind of like live up to the hype in my mind. Like,
interesting.
I did love some of the things I thought I was going to about it. Like just not having, my personality is a little bit more like go with the flow, like go what sounds like fun that day. And I didn't really mind that there was like mundane work to be done around the house. Like I wasn't really bothered by some of those things. But I also was like really shocked that I was not like Martha Stewart. Like it was not.
You were shocked.
Yeah. Well, I think I just thought, oh, like I'm going to be awesome at this, and I'm going to keep up with everything around the house. I'm going to get good meals on the table. I'm going to keep the house really clean. I'm going to take care of all these administrative duties. I'm going to stay up on the laundry. I'm going to care for my husband, you know. But really, I was just struggling with like idleness. Like, the reality was I was like ping-ponging from one activity to the next. And like, I would try to schedule things, but I didn't have self-discipline to like finish those things. And it was so easy to find an excuse of like, I'll just do it tomorrow, you know? And honestly, like,
cause you had time tomorrow.
I had time tomorrow. I had time.
Yep. That's a common trap.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And just like, I think what was really shocking as I look back, I'm like, I couldn't even like keep my kitchen clean every day, you know? And I was in a season where I really should have been able to do that, but it was because I was being driven by my agenda and my comforts and my likes and just living life the way I wanted.
Interesting. So it was less about like, not the fact that you couldn't do it because you had taken on too much, but more just about you hadn't applied yourself in a way to get it done.
Yeah. In hindsight, I'm like, well,
yes, in hindsight, in the moment, it felt like, oh my goodness, I have so much to do probably.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Yes. In the moment it felt like that. But in hindsight, I think I just like, you know, again, wasn't really thinking of my life in terms of calling. I was just like, I got all this time, not really, you know, oh, I want to go to the park. Let's go to Chipotle tonight. Yeah. I don't know. Let's do something fun today.
Yeah. Well, and with children, it's kind of funny because there's like pressing need, break. Yes. And the more children you have, the more pressing needs you have. But with, especially with one child, you get a lot of those naps. I mean, I remember I had like 4 hours a day of naps and I was like plopping on the couch. I'm going to watch some TV, even if there's dishes in the sink. Cause I had time that afternoon or I would put it off with the same mindset you had. So, okay. So what changed your view or how did your mind change, to kind of get that fire under you to do a little bit more? And how did your goals and values change as a stay-at-home mom and when?
Yeah, well, I remember being pregnant with my twins and realizing I was going to have 3 babies under 16 months and like, I better figure something out because if I couldn't get my kitchen clean and like stay up on these basic tasks with one child, I was really going to struggle with three very young children. And I honestly feel like this was just like God's sovereign goodwill for my life to sanctify me and like put me under some good pressure. And so then when my twins were born, we had family living with us. And I just felt like all the control and like all this idea of like, I have time was taken out of my hands. Because it wasn't like, I couldn't live this lifestyle anymore. It was very limited to what I could do. It was very much about like, I was always, you know, meeting a child's need or like taking care of something urgent for this long season.
Yeah.
And, so anyways, I also, I remember reading through the Ministry of Motherhood during that time. And just being really started to think about, wait a minute, like, am I looking at this all wrong? Am I looking at this from terms of how I want to be spending my time, or am I looking at this in terms of what God has called me to do?
Yeah. So that Ministry of Motherhood book is by Sally Clarkson. Yes. We'll link to it in the show notes, but it really transformed both Emily and I's views on motherhood. And whether you work or you are mm-hmm. full-time at home, it's a great book for mm-hmm. all moms, kind of talking about what we talk about here on Risen mm-hmm. Motherhood. So so then how did that play out? You know, once the twins are born, mm-hmm. You know, these things dawned on you, like how did that change just your, again, talk about mm-hmm. not like necessarily what you did with your time, but just your mindset.
Yeah. Well, I think, having a lot of young children has, you know, under a young age, has showed me, like, I think a lot about myself and what I worship. And I've seen so many times how I just want to escape the hard. I just want to check out. I want to take the easy way out. I can become kind of controlling when people don't do what I want them to do.
Like little ones under 4 feet tall.
Yes, my little minions in my house, you know. And one day it dawned on me that I could potentially be with my kids all day and not model Jesus for them. And that was like a horrifying thought.
It is. Yes. Amen.
I realized like all that valuable time that would be wasted. Like mm-hmm. here I am, you know, I've quote unquote made the sacrifice. I'm a stay at home mom, but it's like, okay, I was really, really challenged because I was watching women around me that had a variety of circumstances and a variety of situations living out their biblical call to motherhood and being mm-hmm. faithful moms and not spending quite as much time with their kids as I was. And yet here I am spending a lot of time with my kids. And I just kept going, wouldn't it be just this awful waste to say that I was with my kids all the time, but I wasn't passing along the gospel to them intentionally?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that leads, it was a great segue into the gospel mm-hmm. and how our gifts like fall into motherhood. And so can you kind of just talk through kind of a point or two about the gospel? I'll chime in here too. I mean, I am a stay-at-home mom, uh-huh. if y'all didn't know. I'm also at home. So but I don't know, where do you want to start, Em?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, kind of some of these realizations, like it really didn't change anything necessarily about like what I do, you know, I'm still with my kids like the vast majority of the day. I didn't but it changed the way I looked at my day and I looked at my time. And I would say like one of the biggest things for me that changed, especially in terms of how the gospel applies, is just realizing that everything I am and everything I have belongs to God. And it's not my own, you know, it's not about me and my day and what I feel like and what makes me happy. It's about God and his will for my life and his calling for my life. So I don't have a boss. And like, I used to think about that, like, woohoo, I don't have a boss. I can do what I want. But it's like, no, it's, I have God looking at my work in all the hidden quiet places, looking at my heart. And so I want to give my life as an offering of thanksgiving for all the things he's done for me. And God sees when I'm wasting my time. He sees when I leave things undone out of laziness or when I choose social media instead of like intervening to discipline my kids. And I think for me, realize, hey, if Christ laid down his life for me and I am giving everything to follow him, like my life belongs to the Lord. It's not like, hey, I'm free to do what I want.
Yeah. And I think it's amazing too, when you really apply yourself. I was actually talking with a girlfriend this weekend and she was like, you know, however much time you give yourself to get something done, that's how long it'll take. If you have 2 hours and you're mm-hmm. like, oh man, I should probably have five, but you only have two, mm-hmm. you'll get it done in two. And I think there's like an element as an at home mom, you know, we're kind of like, well, I have all the days, you know, to get things done. And, or I can do that at nap time, or I can do that after bedtime. And we kind of keep pushing. And I mean, this is the moment to disciple your children. And we've talked before on the show how you, these moral years, you're really forming their morals up until about junior high. You know, you're starting now to junior high. And that is when brick by brick, we are slowly building that, the love for the Lord, mm-hmm. the knowledge of who he is. We're putting in gracious and the kindness and self-control. We're investing in all of these qualities we want to see in our children. Like, you're doing that now, mom. Mm-hmm. And that takes, it's going to take that 15 years or 13 years mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And we don't have time to just push that off to tomorrow mm-hmm. or, you know, I'll start quiet times tomorrow. I'll wash the dishes tomorrow. Like, it's amazing because if we apply ourselves to mm-hmm. live faithfully and trusting God that he's going to put in front of us what needs to get done, we mm-hmm. we can actually often get those things done that need to be done.
Yeah. And I think the burden, you know, Christ does not put a heavy burden on us, and he equips us through the Holy Spirit to do what he, you know, he's asking us to do to live faithfully in that moment. And as we've talked about a lot on the show, like, identity is such a huge thing to understand. Yes. And I think a lot of times we can look at ourselves in terms of like, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And like, so here's what my schedule is like, and here's what I do during the day. But I've really started to think, I'm like, no, like, I am a Christ follower. I am a disciple. I'm a co-heir with Christ. I'm a daughter of the King. And because that's who I really am, I'm free to be about God's priority instead of thinking about my time in terms of like this legalistic allotment, you know? Mm. There is no like rule about how many hours like I need to be with my kids each week.
Yes. Yep.
And, but I'm also free to like lay down my other dreams and desires and not feel like, oh, I have to have it all right now. So I think in both ways, like that's freeing to be able to be like each day my, you know, I'm going to obey the Lord because that's my joy.
Yes, completely. And I think too, just remembering that like as moms, we are not out of the call to make disciples, you know, just because, especially when you're at home, it can be hard to see like that witnessing opportunity. I think when you, you know, and so being home, like our children are our disciples. And in addition to that, there are ways that we can do ministry just because like we're an at-home mom doesn't mean that like we're only, you know, contained to the four walls either. And so just bringing your children alongside you and ministering to other people, finding ways that you can use your gifts and talents and not just being at home. And, you know, if you love to cook, then great, have host and have people over and entertain, you know, and share Christ's love through cooking, you know, and if you love to, I don't know, now I can't think of any other ideas. But you know, if you're taking your kids to the local, you know, pro-life clinic or serving at church and in the nursery or, you know, helping, my church is redoing their nursery. So helping to paint that, if you're creative in that way, there are so many ways that as a stay-at-home mom, you don't have to be contained to your four walls. But also remembering that your greatest job is to disciple those children that are in your homes. And again, that's whether you're a working mom or a stay-at-home mom.
Exactly. And finally, like, I just think one of the things too that's changed my mindset on this and that God's just been really gracious to show me is that, you know, not everyone is like in the same situation that I am. And there are a lot of women out there in different circumstances across the globe, my sisters in Christ, that are living out their motherhood and their calling in much, much more challenging situations than what I'm facing. And I was reading this book recently. It's called The Insanity of God. But there's this part about missionaries, and he talks about like not giving up in our freedom what missionaries don't give up, or I'm sorry, what persecuted Christians don't give up in their persecution. And I just feel like thinking a lot about like, okay, with all the time that I have, like I want to do this well and be thoughtful about it because it's a gift that I have.
Yes. I think that's so important to be grateful for the fact that we even have a choice to be at home and to recognize that as a total gift. So, I think that's a good spot to end. Moms, I hope you were really encouraged by Emily's story today of just how God has really changed her mind on, what that looks like to have a faithful calling to motherhood, in light of the gospel. And so, you can find a lot of the links, like we'll post everything that we mentioned on the show in addition to some other articles about the same topic in our show notes. Go to risenmotherhood.com. That is where you will find them. And of course we would love a review and, some ratings on iTunes. That is the best way to get the word out about the show. We would so appreciate it. You guys, this is like the best way to do it. To just share the show if you like what we're doing here. So, okay. I think that's it, right, Emily?
Yeah.